Over the years, peas have not been relatively a great profit earner for people, and I think that's because the prices have traditionally been, you know, around about $200 a tonne. But we've seen in the last 3 years that peas have been, you know, are well above that. And, you know, talking to local growers, not so much around here, but in the other regions of the Victorian Mallee, where they do grow a lot of peas, we've certainly seen that the last 3 years have been quite profitable for them with the prices. And this year we've seen pea prices, you know, well above $300 a tonne, which is, you know, very, very, very good pricing.
So we've had an exceptionally dry year. We're about half the average rainfall of what you'd get annually. Is that a piece of crop that would work quite conducive then in this climate?
Yeah, I think they do. The biggest issue we've had with peas is that they don't perform well when it's too wet. In the wet years, like 2010, for example, was a year where peas really did suffer from mainly diseases, whereas lupins were, you know, they enjoyed it. They enjoyed the extra rainfall. So out here, I think peas have got a really good fit in these lower rainfall environments because it's amazing how they survive on such little subsoil moisture and yet they can still produce some quite reasonable yields.
So do you think even if more people get into it, prices will drop a little bit or remain kind of at current levels?
I think pricing is always subject to demand and supply. And as I said here today, the beauty of peas is that you've got two distinct markets. You've got the export market with yellow split peas, and then you've also got the stock feed market, which obviously has been very active this year, driven by the fact that there hasn't been a lot of lupins in the east, and also there was a drought in Western Australia, which is the home of lupins. So you've seen the stock feed industry really step up this year and start chasing other vegetable protein, which has been predominantly peas. As I said, lupins have the ideal fit, but peas still have a really good fit as a protein source other than what they're importing from overseas. And as I said, soybean meal prices have been at a premium, you know, in the last 12 months. So we've seen a lot of the stock feed industry looking inwards for their supply of vegetable protein and hence the competition between ourselves and the stock feed industry.
So do you expect to see more people planting peas in this part of the world?
I think we will. I think that this trial here has proven to a lot of growers here that peas have a really good fit. And I think if prices stay at a reasonable level and they can see the profitability, but not only that, we're also seeing the flow-on benefits. As I see here today, the flow-on benefits of having peas in the rotation towards the wheat crop that follows or the canola crop that follows is just remarkable. You've got that nitrogen benefit, but also the moisture benefit as well. Peas don't draw a lot of moisture from depth, and we see this quite often in these low rainfall environments that peas have a really good fit because they're not conserving moisture, they're just not using a lot. And that really has a great fit for the crop that follows.